Thin Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. With widespread flooding affecting Tāmaki Makaurau, pet insurance specialist PD Insurance is advising those with cats and dogs to take special precautions to protect their furry family members. I spoke to Chief Operating Officer Michelle Lelong about what advice they have for pet owners. Here is that interview.
I think, Jessica, for us, the main thing is to take your pets if you do have to evacuate. If you're able to safely get them in their carry case or in their crates and certainly take them away. You know, human safety first, but certainly, you know, get your pets with you. We also recommend that you take at least 3 to 5 days worth of food, so some clean water, their food. If they're on any medication, by all means, you know, pop that in with them. Make sure that they've got a collar and ideally their name on their collar, preferably if they've been microchipped, that's even better. But make sure that you are putting them in and down their crates and transporting them as safely as you can. If you can't get hold of them, let's say that they've gone away and you know, cats will go and find a high, dry area, then leave an upper window open. If you need to leave them in the home, then safely put them upstairs. Cats are pretty resilient. As long as they've got some food and somewhere dry that they can, you know, hide away, they're pretty good. They can swim as well, which a lot of people don't realise. But your dogs, I think, one of the key things is for the dogs not to let them out swimming in the water as well. I think a lot of people don't realise there's a lot of contaminants in the flooded water at the moment. They can come in with E. coli on their fur, and also any toxic substances, which you just won't know. And there's also debris, a lot of debris in the flooded water. So recommend don't let them go swimming. Keep them nearby. And if you need to, get them away and safe to stay with families or friends during this flooded time.
During floods, there is potential for pets and their families to be separated. If people have lost their pets or they're looking for their pets, how can they go about the process of finding them?
Look, there's a lot of good groups at the moment. You'll see across Facebook there's Pets Lost in Auckland Floods. So a lot of those sites you can register. If you've got a recent photo, get your photo on there, get it registered. And also the Civil Defence is super good. So 0800 222200. They can also assist if you've got nowhere to stay and you need to take your pets with you. So by all means, I know they're all very inundated at the moment, but there's a couple of great sites, social sites, that can help either relocate you back with your pets or assist you to find someone to look after them if you need to get away and have got no one to take your pets with you.
If someone finds a lost pet, what should they do in that situation?
And I think the best advice we would have is get that photo posted on that Pets Lost in Auckland Facebook site. You can also, the Civil Defence, another good site to note, and also you've got the SPCA as well. So there's a number of good research and rescue centres that you can register that you found them. You would love it if you can care for them until they're reunited with their owners, and the local vet will be able to scan their microchip and also assist you to locate who the pet owner is if the pets have been microchipped as well.
And if pet parents are taking their pets for a walk, what is the safest way they can go about taking their pets for a walk?
Look, I think high ground always. The parks are pretty sodden at the moment, so if you can stick to the footpaths and walk around your neighbourhood, it's a good idea to be checking up on other neighbours as well while you're out and about. But I would stick to the main footpaths and avoid the wet, sodden areas in the parks at the moment. You just don't know, there's a lot of slippages and things like that. So we all want everyone to keep safe and keep to high ground.
That was Chief Operating Officer at PD Insurance, Michelle Lelong, on their advice for pet owners during the current floods.